Balancing your own budget at home can sometimes seem as challenging as settling the budget debate on Capitol Hill. But there is hope.
Joining us now, Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Welcome back, Janet.
Thanks a bunch.
Hey, so, you know, a lot of us are in that shoulda, woulda, coulda stage where we wanted to save, but we just didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us some of your tips that you've put together to stick to a better budget.
Well, all the tips, I should say, Deborah, these are all things I've outlined in my column on Kiplinger.com, and they're all things that over my career I have read about or written about in Kiplinger's, and I have chosen them as my favorites because they're easy and they work. And the first thing, numero uno, is to keep your goals simple. I think sometimes people get overwhelmed by budgeting because they think they have to do everything, accomplish everything at once, know where every nickel goes and dime goes, you know, and then it's just too overwhelming for them, so they just say, oh, I can't do this. So just focus on one thing. Do you just want to know where your money's going? Do you want to pay off some credit card debt? Do you want to find some spare cash to start a college fund? Focus on that one thing, write it down, and it'll help you stay on course.
Well, speaking of simple, paper or plastic, that's got to be right. Something we have to make a decision on.
Right. And, you know, and what is your plastic personality? First of all, do you prefer to pay with cash? And some people do, which is one of my other tips here, as opposed to using plastic because they think that it's easier to keep track of the money if they actually hold it in their hand. You know, one advantage to cash is when it's gone, it's gone. You can't spend anymore. So a lot of people, especially post-recession, have found refound the merits of cash. Or maybe you are a plastic person. Maybe you're a debit card person versus a credit card person. Credit card person, you like to charge things charge things on your account, but you pay the bill in full every month, so you get the benefit of rewards points or something else like that. Debit card people, no, they like the convenience of plastic, but they don't trust themselves not to get too deeply into debt. So know what your personality is, and there's no right or wrong answer for everybody. Don't feel bad if you are a cash person, you know, or don't feel bad if you're a credit card person as long as you pay your bill every month. So just know who you are.
You know, Janet, I think a lot of folks go look at their bills and say, you know, I just don't understand where all our money is going. How did we spend X, Y,
right.
Z? There are some hidden costs, I guess, that we all have out there.
Well, yeah, and also it's easier than you think to keep track of your spending. Like I said at the beginning, you don't have to keep track of every single nickel and dime. Just look at your incoming bills. Look at your credit card statements, your bank statements for the next month or two, and just pull out the things that really pop out at you. And maybe it's restaurant bills, and so you know, oh my gosh, we're eating out a lot. Maybe that's the one area where we can cut back. Or maybe it's, you know, the computer store. You love to buy gadgets, and you're finding that you're spending hundreds of dollars a month there, and you can cut back there. So again, you don't have to put yourself into a straitjacket in every single facet of your life, but just zero in on the one thing that is making you leak cash, and you can do that fairly simply by just looking at your statements.
You've got a lot of great advice in that column this month. Thanks so much, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. We will link you to her column on Kiplinger.com at WTOP.com.